News Talk ZB, it is now 26 to 7, and we go to Victoria Harris from Milford Asset Management. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Larry.
And very nice to talk to you. Now, Pumpkin Patch, let's talk about Pumpkin Patch this evening. They made a profit announcement to the market on Friday.
Yes. So just before the market closed, they issued a profit warning, which was great timing. They downgraded market expectations for their earnings related to this financial year ending 31st of July. So they now expect their earnings to be about 7.5 million to 9 million, which is about a 26% to 11% fall from the previous year. So the share price dropped about 8 cents off this news to 86 cents, although during June the share price had some weakness, so this announcement was anticipated.
Okay. So what was the cause of the downgrade then, Victoria?
Well, there's actually two main reasons. Firstly, they've had weak trading in Australia, and 70% of their stores are over there, so they've had to increase their promotional activity to drive those sales. And also, secondly, they've had a late arrival of winter, so this has had lingering effects for all apparel retailers in terms of getting rid of excess inventory. So when you've got, you know, weak retail spending plus higher than normal inventory levels, this has led to many retailers starting their end of season sales much earlier and discounting more aggressively than usual just to maintain their market share. So this aggressive behaviour usually comes at a cost to the margins and to the bottom line, and so that's what we saw with Pumpkin Patch.
Right. And what changes then have been made at PPL in response?
Well, the company's in its final stages of implementing many strategic changes. So they've employed a new brand director who is expected to bring a superior level of expertise in brand development and design to Pumpkin Patch. And her team's range is expected to be in stores in August. So we'll be keeping an eye on that and see how that goes. And also they've been improving their stock control. So their stock's no longer ordered 6 to 9 months in advance, which gives them a lot more flexibility around inventory volumes. So they've also reduced their debts, which has strengthened their balance sheet, and I believe their dividend, which they're supposed to reinstate in FY14, might be pushed out a bit further.
Okay. And what about other apparel retailers? How have they been performing, like Hallenstein Glasson, for example?
Yes, well, this isn't just solely affected Pumpkin Patch. So Hallenstein's also came out with an earnings downgrade just recently. They've got the same financial year as Pumpkin Patch. And it was due to very similar reasons, that the weak trading in Australia and the effects of the warmer winter. We also had Target, which is a large discount apparel retailer in Australia, that they're expecting their earnings to be about 35% lower this year compared to last year. So there's a few there that have had those effects. However, we've got Kathmandu, which is another Australasian retailer, and it's currently in its most important sales period. So this annual winter sale that you might have seen out and about actually accounts for 30% of their total sales, unlike normal retailers where it's usually the Christmas period. So even though winter did come late, it has come strongly of recent times. So hopefully this might be the saving grace for Kathmandu.
Okay. Yeah, those winter the sales for Kathmandu are always important, aren't they? That's where they make the bulk of their money. Can we just go back to Pumpkin Patch beyond this year? What are you seeing? What's the outlook?
Well, the retail environment is still looking challenging in Australia and New Zealand, and we're not seeing any trends of that picking up strongly anytime soon. So, I mean, despite these headwinds, they're doing all they can. They've had organisational improvements, and the strategic direction that's been taken by the company is particularly encouraging. But I think the share price will mostly remain around these levels and won't recover to its January highs until investor confidence in the Australian trading backdrop is restored, or until significant earnings improvements can be seen from those initiatives from Pumpkin Patch.
Excellent stuff. Thank you for that, Victoria. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is Victoria Harris. Victoria Harris from Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner for New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. Now, for more information or a copy of the investment statement, it's simple. You can go to www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, milfordkiwisaver, that's one word, .co.nz, or you can call them direct during office hours, Milford on 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345.